What's going on? It's your boy D, The Abundance Podcast. My second episode, and for this one, I felt the need to bring up my cousin, Brandon Kemp. I feel like a lot of times me and him get into very deep conversations, and they tend to be very educational too, and a lot, you know. Brandon has a lot of insight on many different things, and I don't know, I felt it would be good to bring him on, you know, as one of my first guests. Also helped me kind of build this thing up. So, Brandon, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit?
All right. my name is Brandon Kemp. I don't know what you want me to tell them,
cuz. Well, I mean, first you can let them know, like, where are you from? Where are you originally from? Where you at now?
Originally from Daytona Beach, Florida, you know. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia right now.
Now, what made you want to make that move from Florida to Georgia?
All right, so, you know, my daughter was up here, you know, so I always wanted to be closer to her. And it just made a whole lot of sense because she was up here, and then my mom moved up here, my sisters moved up here, and, you know, I do the taxes. So I wanted to move up here so I can get around Atlanta because there's more volume up here, you know.
Say more volume, you mean for as far as the taxes?
Yeah, but as far as taxes, but like I was saying, you know, like, it's tons of volume no matter what kind of business you're doing. You can be dog walking, you know. If you stay in a little town like where I'm from, you know, Atlanta, it'll just help out your business, period.
Now, you do taxes, is there anything else you into? I know you do music, you know.
Yeah, I do music, you know, my name Big Kemp. You can look me up on anywhere you stream music.
Now, do you feel like as an artist, do you feel like it's easier for you in Atlanta or were you feeling like you were doing better in Daytona? Because you didn't just start doing music.
Right. To be honest with you, it's a whole lot better for me. And I'm just saying from my perspective, you know, for me to move to Atlanta and try to do music. Because to be honest with you, you know, it's easier to move somewhere else and get support from people you don't know than try to get support from people that you've been knowing your whole life. You know, because not saying, you know, not going to assume that people are jealous, but they're less likely to.
No, but I feel like you can say that. I feel like that is a real thing. I feel like people that you've known your whole life, you know, and I feel like they do that subconsciously. Like they want to keep you where they at. You know what I'm saying?
They less likely to be supportive for you unless you are, in, you know, until you get on. You know what I'm saying? So. And then they can ride that way, you know, for the fact that, well, oh, I knew him, you know, like that, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, they try to keep you down on their level, you know, everybody wanna.
I could definitely understand that because I feel like just me, myself, I know different people. I got a friend who actually, he moved from Chicago to L.A. He would say the same thing, like, you know, just the love and stuff he gets from people that he doesn't right. know. And even myself, in experiencing that with things that I've done, you know, I feel like, man, I feel like I get, like, don't get me wrong, like, I got a few people, they very supportive, I'm real close to them, but then a lot of support that I get comes from people I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I definitely understand that. But what makes you feel like, it's just more of a jealousy thing with people? You know what I'm saying? Like, they just jealous, or they feel like they're supposed to be in your position? You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like a lot of people, they don't know. They only see the end result of things. Like, oh, when you dropped your mixtape, what was it, Raw Tunes?
Right. I don't think people be jealous. I just feel like, you know, when you come from the same place as somebody and then they see you, you know, level up, you know, they be like, dang, you know, why couldn't I do it? Or, you know, like, I don't know. I guess they see something in you that they see in themselves, because I feel like, to be honest with you, we all know what it takes to do whatever we want to do in life, but it's only a few of us that's willing to do what it takes to get to where we want to be in life. You know what I'm saying? So when they see you actually doing what they, you know, want to do, you know, that they won't do for themselves, then like you say, you know, you kind of want to call it jealousy, but you know, it's like it's envious because jealousy is love and hate at the same time. You know, so
do you think that a lot of people like, because as you when you say they see what you're doing and you say a lot of people know what they need to do, you know what I'm saying, for themselves to get it done. I agree to an extent because I feel like there's a lot of things I want to do, but I don't know how to do. Now, that's not saying that I can't go out and learn how to do something, but a lot of people I feel like aren't brought up in an environment, at least where I come from and people that in the past I've associated myself with, I feel like that they necessarily don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, they see that the end goal of what it could be, but they don't know. Like, I got homies that they still hustling, they still doing what they gotta do because they feel like that's what they know to do. You know what I'm saying? To get money, to have certain things, versus like, oh, I could take this same skill and maybe go sell real estate. But they don't wanna get the real estate license, you know what I'm saying? They don't wanna
I get exactly what you're saying. You know, like you said, you know, most people, they wanna get somewhere and they may not necessarily know how to get there. You know, whether it's legitimately or just period. You know what I'm saying? So I feel that. But at the same time, I don't know why I'm like this. So I feel like this way about everybody. Like, knowledge is bliss, no. Like, because you got the University of YouTube. But if you really want to get somewhere or do something or build anything, whether it could be a house or it could be a toy, you can get on YouTube and learn how to do it.
No, I can understand that.
Niggas don't know, or people don't know that they can get on YouTube to learn. Yeah. You know, maybe that's something.
But I don't know. I definitely, I don't know, man. That's a whole different thing. I feel like it's just, I don't know, man. Like, I realized that with myself a long time ago, like, that I actually had the ability to learn something. If I allow myself to be taught, or I take that extra time to go learn something, but I just feel like...
And that's what I'm talking about. You know, are you willing to take that extra time to be taught, or to even go searching for that knowledge that you want to obtain? You know, like, and I'm guilty at the same time. You know, like, because I damn sure want to know so much knowledge, and I might even indulge into it, you know, but to actually learn it, I might not even do it, or I might not even do it the way it takes for me to...
And I'm like that, too, because I feel like, you know, there's so many things I want to do, and me, I'm guilty of just jumping into it. When I say that, like... I feel like I learned a lot of my lessons from failing. You know what I'm saying? I rather, what they can say, fail my way to success. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of things I look back on that I've tried, I've attempted. You know what I mean? And I've eventually learned how to do it. Now, could I have saved myself some time taking a course? You know what I'm saying? Maybe. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like a lot of people, they're not in positions to maybe pay for certain things. So, I don't know, man. That gets a little tricky, because I feel like your environment is everything. If you brought up in a household where everybody went to school and got degrees, that doesn't necessarily mean you gonna get degrees and do all that stuff. But I do feel like that environment sets the tone for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I definitely feel like that. But
no, I feel that, like, if you the only person that's trying to get to a level, you know, you like, you know, you're a trailblazer, you know, because you're the only one that's like going down a path that ain't, you know, it ain't never been down before. You feel me? Like, if you the first person to go to college, you feel me, and your family, you know, you going down a path that even your mom and your dad ain't never been down.
Now, before. Right there, as you say that, if you the first to do it, it's like, I feel like at that moment there, you don't have support. Because how you going to ask somebody how to do something they ain't never done before? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I definitely get that. Now, I want to kind of go back on something that when we was talking about the support and coming up and people feeling like, you know, why he doing it or what. Now, do you feel like a lot of... as an artist, now I'm asking you kind of like as an artist, you know, do you feel like because someone is your friend, just because they're your friend, based on your friendship, that they supposed to support you?
Yes and no.
So as you were saying, that your friend should support you, like they should, you know what I'm saying? Even if they don't like your music, they don't like what you're doing, they don't like, see.
Nah, I ain't saying support you if they don't like what you're doing, but like, and I'm not, and when you say music, I'm gonna just say like, you know, maybe it could run parallel with this. Like, say if you got a friend, or say you cook, you know, but your friend don't like your cooking, you know, at the same time, yeah, your friend can maybe like, you know, support, you know, maybe, you know, but I'm gonna ask you a question.
Okay, this is what I like.
What if you know pound for pound your friend can't cook though?
See, this,
or
this,
you know, pound that, for pound your friend can't rap, or
okay,
they're not really good at what they're trying to advertise.
But that's kind of like where I was gonna get at, because like for me, all right. And this, anybody who really, really knows me, man, like, I'm a very positive and honest person. And when I say that, I mean, like, bro, I want to see you succeed in whatever you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I support you as a person. You feel me? You know what right. I mean? Like, because I will be honest and admit it. I have friends who do music, and I might not like their music. You know what I'm saying? So right. For me, I might not share it. I might not like it. I might not buy it. And that's me being completely honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like your music, but I support you. You know what I'm saying? And I could be convincing myself, I'm like, damn, if you really support him, maybe you would buy his music. Maybe you would share it. You know what I'm saying? But me, like I said, it's just, I just try to be very honest. And I'm not saying I'm wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. But I always support my people. Like, I love to see them doing good. If I can just get them, you know, advice, or even, there's been many times where it's like, I don't like his music, but I'll tell you about him. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, check him out. He do music. Hit him up. Ask him, so he might be able to, you know what I mean? So when you say, if I know pound for pound my friend cannot cook, but they really try to cook, hey, man, look. Keep cooking till you can cook. That's just how. That's.
I feel like.
But my bad.
Support that you owe him. That's only as much support that you.
But
owe
that's him. But you know, and then there's a whole nother side to say you don't want to straddle the fence. I'm gonna stand on the other side of the fence, and I'm gonna say that the way I view things and the way I may support somebody doesn't mean they're gonna be the same way. Because I'm speaking from my standpoint. I'm speaking from only how I am. You know what I mean? Because you got certain people, and they could be your closest friends, that, and I've said this before, not everybody supports in the way that you may feel you're being supported. You know what I'm saying? Not just like, not everybody loves the way that you feel like you may need to be loved. So when I say that, people show support in different ways. You know what I mean? Like, I might not share your music, I might not like your videos, I might not buy your music, but that don't mean when I won't show up to your show.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? That don't mean I ain't gonna test.
By all means, you feel me?
Like, I'm gonna support you in my way, but I feel like sometimes, you know, egos could collide when it comes to that, because a person could be looking like, damn, bro, you see me trying to do this. Yeah, bro, I really do see you trying to do it. I see you trying to make something happen with what you're doing. But let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? Are you good at what you're doing? You know what I'm saying? And you can't. And when I say that, like, for instance, with this podcast thing, I'm going to shoot my shot. I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit up here and say I'm the best that's doing it. But you know what? I'm going to try to be the best at it. But I also got to be honest with myself and sit back like, damn, how can I make myself better? Because you can't sit up there as an artist and feel like you got this God-given talent and everything you're going to drop is going to be a hit. You should believe in yourself like that. But you also got to be able to take constructive criticism. Not everybody going to like your music. Just like not everybody going to listen to what I'm saying. Not everybody going to do that.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like practice made perfect for everything.
You got it. Yeah, I agree with that, you know, and I just feel like, I don't know, it's easy for me to support a humble person. It's very easy if I know you humble, you really trying, like you open to it, but I can't support arrogance. I can't support the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? I can't support somebody who feel like they, man, you can't.
Fight, or what they got going on, hot fire, and they efforts, Yeah, like I'm just even say that they efforts to their craft is lukewarm. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're not, say you've been trying to do something for years. You know what I'm saying? And you really can't get no traction. You know how hard are you really working at your craft to get better?
No, absolutely. Absolutely, and I'm a firm believer in everything you do right now may not pay off right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never, you know, because I've spoke on this, not on the podcast, but I said, it's like, you know, like I got my merch. Like, I done made shirts, you know what I'm saying? Like, at this point, I'm very thankful and grateful for it. It's like, bro, I can drop 100 shirts and sell out within the month, you know? But
what's the shirt's name, bro, man?
The shirt's name is Abundance. Abundance, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is what I say is a lot of people don't know. Bro, I made my first shirt like 3.5 years ago.
Huh?
On a heat press myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I worked at that. But what I also always knew in whether you an artist, whether you are entrepreneur, you know, and I know you've heard this before because it's a golden statement. You know what I mean? It's not always what you know, but who you know. And I live off that because I feel like I'm very about the people. I feel like people support you when they know you a good person, you a humble person, like you really, like you everything you stand for, you know what I'm saying? It's hard, and even like talking about artists and rap artists, you know what I mean? It's hard for me to support my homeboy who I know be singing love songs to his girlfriend on the phone. You know, it's hard for me to support him shooting guns and selling drugs on a rap song. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like people, they love authenticity. You know what I'm saying? They want that. And they also, people want to feel connected. You know what I mean? And to you, that's what you're doing.
That's what rap about. And that's why rap is a cultural thing. That's why black people hold it so close to us. Not even just black people, just all, you know.
All genres of music.
Oh, like, you know, that's why the rap is so dear to people's heart who love rap because of the authenticity. You know what I'm saying? And that just go a long way in life. Like you say, like, you 9 times out of 10, you're only going to get support from people that know your heart and know how good of a person you are.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
They're trying to get that love to you because in so many different ways, you probably like gave it to them. You know what I'm saying? And then that other 1 out of 10 may be those people from your town. You know what I'm saying? Who already knew you. You know what I'm saying? But they was kind of holding their nuts on you. You know what I'm saying? Because they, I'm not saying they were scared to see where you would be at if they gave you that support, but it was like, you know.
No, absolutely. I agree with what you're saying. And I just go back to what I said earlier. It's like, I found throughout the years with everything I've done, and I feel like I'm going to have to make just a different episode kind of going into things I've done or what I do, who I am, where I come from. But bro, I'm going to be honest. Like, when it comes to my family members, close friends, bro, I done had more strangers show up to my events, more strangers buy my shirts, more strangers reach out to me, thank me, tell me, you know, what I do is inspiring to them. You know, they learn my story, they find out how I am, and I feel that I've gotten more support from them than I do people who actually know me. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. Like, I feel like I've always felt people fall in love with your story. You know what I'm saying? Everybody loves the rags, the richest story. You know what I'm saying? Because
they want to be a part of
it. They want to be a part of it. They want to feel that. And they feel it's like, damn, if he can do it, I can do it. And you know what I've also found over the years too, man, is when you're not a hard person to reach. And when I say that, it's like I hear one of your songs and I'm able to reach out to you like, damn, Kemp, man, I just heard that song, man. And raw tunes. I really like it, man. I'm fucking with it.
Right.
And then you fire back at me, you write me back, and you like, oh man, bro, I really appreciate that, man. I got this new project coming. It's like you reachable. You feel me? Like people really appreciate that. That's why when these artists drop these documentaries on Netflix and you watch them and you feel connected to this person now because you feel like they done let you into the world. Like you ain't above them. You're not arrogant. That's why I say like people love to support somebody who's humble. You know what I'm saying? And I constantly try to preach that to anybody, and I try to remain humble in anything because, like, I'm blessed, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, like, as I sit here right now, I can't sit up here and say, of course there's things I want. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things I want. But as I sit right here and I'm like, damn, cuz, I don't need nothing. You know?
Right.
I don't need it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. It gets deep, man. It support and friendships and being humble and being reachable. That there's a lot that goes into all that. You know what I mean? And that's where I'm at with stuff, man. You know. But there's something that I want to talk to you about, because you know me and you have a lot of different conversations. And I always respect your point of view on things. You know, we talk about everything from entrepreneurship to real estate to women. And you know, I don't want to say I be crying. I be whining. I don't be crying, I be whining. But I do be telling like, damn, cuz, you know, I want me a little chick. I want somebody real. Woo, woo, woo. And something hit me today. You know, I was out and about. And it came up that one of the worst things a man can deal with is when they know they had a good woman, right? And all of a sudden, she just go ghost on you. She blocks you. She blocks you on everything. Social media, phone numbers. You don't know where she at. She done blocked. She done got rid of you. And you sit back and like, damn, if I could just get another 5-minute conversation, something like, bro, I feel like that's every man deal with that. You know what I'm saying? And that's no disrespect to anybody I feel like could be in my life in the near future or anybody that is in my life right now. But,
likewise.
You know, but I definitely feel like that's a thing that men deal with. And me and you started to have a bit of that conversation earlier. But I was like, nah, cuz, I need to get this on the podcast. We need to have that type of conversation there. You know what I'm saying? And I want any listener and every listener to understand that none of these podcasts that I'm making or that I'm going to make are going to be edited. I'm not switching it up. Like, I'm not going to cut anything out. If I stutter, I stutter. If I pronounce something wrong, that's just, I'm human. And I feel like that's what's going to keep me grounded, you know? But yeah, man, I really want to bring that topic up to you, you know, about women disappearing. And do you feel like, and you can answer this on a personal level if you want to, or if you could just speak in general, but do you feel like when a woman does that, do you deserve that? But then do you deserve another chance to correct that? Because we human, man. We learn now. We learn off our mistakes. Not everybody does, but I feel like we do. You know what I'm saying? Because we had these conversations. We will make mistakes and be like, damn, I should have. And I know now. You know what I'm saying? But do you feel like you deserve to be cut off? But then also, do you feel like you deserve that chance to make it right? Even if you don't get back with somebody, just to make it right.
I feel like, okay, boom. On a personal level, I feel like I deserve that chance to make it right. You feel me? Like, don't ghost me. Like, not me. Don't.
Why not you?
Because, like, shit, like, I feel like I might not be the best dude, but I'm a good dude. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
It's always room for improvement. It's always room for improvement.
And like, you acknowledge that?
Yeah, you just gotta show me or tell me what I'm doing wrong. If I did something you don't like, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Even if I ghosted you, you let me know that I ghosted you and you ain't like that. Don't ghost me back. You know? But on the general level, if I'm keeping it real with myself, what did I do to get ghosted?
Yeah.
You know, did I do something that I know she don't like? You know what I'm saying? Like, did I ghost her? You know what I'm saying? And then now I'm trying to get, you know, trying to hit her up, you know, because I'm trying to hit her up, and now she ain't hitting me back, but, you know, now she done blocked me because I done played.
So you don't think that go to, you know, I ain't trying to quote no R&B songs, man, but when a woman's fed up, they fed up.
I feel like that's so true, but at the same time, when a nigga fed up, he fed up too.
No, I definitely feel like that because, as you said, you like, man, you know, I might not be the best dude, but I'm a good dude. And I stand on that firmly with anybody. Friendships, girlfriends, business relationships I may have. Like, one thing about me is what you're going to get is you're going to get a good person. Like, I'm not going to steal from you. I'm not trying to get over on you. I'm not trying to do nothing. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to reap what I sow. So I always try to make sure I treat people the way I want to be treated. You know what I'm saying? So as I say that, is if like, if a girl do me wrong, if a woman do me wrong, because I done had this happen, you know, I'm going to cut your ass off. Like, that's just where it's at. I'm going to cut your ass off. And right. I don't see, the thing is about me what's up?
If she wanted the second chance,
then. But that's what I'm saying. Just check me out. This is what I'm getting at, you know? Because if I cut you off, I'm going to cut you off. I might not block you. And I ain't going to block you because I want you to see how good I'm doing without you. Like, just being honest. Like, that's just me being honest. You know what I'm saying? And that may be a bit of my ego, you know, because that's just how I get sometimes. Like, oh, you did me wrong. I want you to see what you missed out on, you know what I'm saying? And that could be me being a little, you know, arrogant, a little into myself, but at the same time, it's like, I know what I was bringing to the table.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I know what I was willing to do for you. I know what I'm willing to give, you know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong, I've messed up in the past, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've taken advantage of situations with different people where I know, like, damn, this person could have been real good for me, and I did them wrong. So when I sit here, I'm like, I'll cut your ass off and leave it there. How can I expect someone not to be the same way? Now, depending on the situation, whether or not you get a second chance, that all depends on the situation. You know what I'm saying? If you just did me wrong, played the hell out of me, hell nah, I can't. Trust is gone. We can't do it. Now, right. If we got into a little argument and you said something that kind of struck a nerve, we might be able to come back from that. You know what I'm saying? But, man, I'm a Cancer and Gemini cusp, man. I get emotional. Then I get upset. You know what I'm saying? I might. That's just where I'm at. But the older me, mature me, generally speaking, we all make mistakes. People make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Life don't come with no blueprint. You know what I'm saying? And we all living it differently and according to how or what we even know.
Right.
So I would always say, and I say this even convicting myself, and I might lead into something else that I say this, because this is where we at. I feel like unless it's of the extreme, it could be worked out. You know what I'm saying? And when I say the extreme, I mean like when you done cheated on somebody or you done something to somebody's kids or, you know, the extreme. We might have a misunderstanding. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like cheating is just for me, cheating is not a mistake. I feel like that's a choice.
Damn, so it is.
So if you cheat on me, you done made that choice. You know what I'm saying? So I can't forgive that. So that's one of the things where it's like, as you said earlier, straddle the fence. I can't straddle it. I'm on one side of that. You cheat on me, I can't deal with you no more. You know what I'm saying? But then I look at certain things in my life where it's like, I could forgive this person. You know what I'm saying? And move forward with it. But sometimes it's hard for me to forgive a certain person because I can change and move on and move forward. But sometimes the person that you forgive, they're still that same person. And certain things still trigger that emotion that reminds me of the hurt you done caused me. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's better for me to just keep that distance. So it's hard for me to come back from certain things. You know what I'm saying? Because you might change. Your mindset may change. The way you view the situation might have changed. And you might be like, you know what? Let me do this. But this person has not changed. So things that they may do, say, or even just their reaction to certain things may trigger an old emotion that you still have. You know what I'm saying? Because people get triggered. We all got triggers. I do believe that. Nobody's in this world is perfect, you know? But I definitely, that's just where I stand as far as, am I going to let you back into my life? You know, like, I don't know the situation. It all depends on the situation, man.
So, if a girl ghosts you, do you feel like you deserve a second chance?
Depends on why she ghosts me. Because I'd have been ghost because a chick want to get back with her ex. I'd have been ghost because... You know what I'm saying? I'm being real. I done been ghost because, like, I had a situation with a young lady. I don't hate the girl. Wish her the best. I'm very happy for her, you know. But I got in deep with her, and she had a child with someone. Now her and the guy weren't together, and I always knew and I always understand, and I always say, you or anybody deserves to see if they can have their family. You know what I'm saying? We all, and I especially feel like that growing up, not having my biological mother, my biological father under one roof. I never seen it. You know what I'm saying? I think I seen my parents hug one time in my life. You know what I'm saying? But as I say that, I feel like everyone deserves that. So this girl ghosts me because she got, or excuse me, this young lady ghosts me because she got back with her baby daddy or her son's father. And to me, like, man, I'll text her right now. I'm like, hey, man, I'm happy for you. I'm proud for you. I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy that worked out for you and little man. But that's just me. But now what I know is I can never come back from that with you. Because you do it. This man gonna always be in your life. So how I know you won't do this again to me later? Now, if it's like... we got into an argument. You blocked me for a couple months because you don't like what I said. Woo, woo, woo. I don't know, man. I'm an overthinker too, man. I done think that you done got with somebody and you done did all this. Now you want to come back because you realize the grass ain't green on the other side. I'm being serious, man. I think like that, man. I think like that.
All right. I got a question for you. How you feel about talking to married women?
How do I feel about talking to married women? Let me tell you like this, brother. that don't flow with me. And reason why, you know, maybe the younger me would have been into it. Like, oh man, I got me a little married chick, blah, blah, blah. But as I've learned, I have grown, I've gotten more in touch with my spiritual self and trying to learn more how the world works. It's if she does it to him, she'll do it to me. If she does it to me, she'll do it to him.
And I feel like.
Yeah, bro, I'm a firm believer.
That answer is as far as it need to even go.
Yeah, and I'm a firm believer in you reap what you sow. Because when I say that, you know, and I'm not trying to get religious and speak biblically or anything like that. But they say, you know, once you know it's a sin, it's a sin. It's like, it's one thing if you meet the woman. And she don't even tell you she married. She can tell you single. You don't know. You in the blind. Mm-hmm. But if you know she married, now you in a whole nother ball game. Now you playing a whole different game. And I honestly feel like you deserve anything that comes to you, whether it be the man trying to kill you or anything, because you playing. Mm-hmm. Now that for me is just a no go for me. You know what I mean? Like I said, when I was younger. You know, I slide, be trying to talk to somebody, got a man, or be like, hey, you got a boyfriend? She be like, yeah. Like, how long you had that problem? You know? Like, really, really, really at it, you know? But, man, as you get older, and, bro, I'm gonna tell you, man, when I got cheated on, that shit broke me. Broke my damn heart. Broke me to the core. But I'm gonna tell you, too, what I learned was I deserved that. I deserved to know how I feel. Or how that even felt. You know what I'm saying? Because I've done that to women. I've made women cry. I done made women, not make them, but I done been in situations where women done begged for me. Women have begged for me back. You know what I'm saying? And I'm laughing and I'm like, oh, look how I got her. Da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? And she going, because she loved me. She cared about me. And I'm doing her wrong. So when all that came around full circle, and it happened to me, it's like, damn, bro, I had to be honest with myself and feel like, you know, I deserved it. I deserved to know how that felt, you know? And as you bring that up, so what's your take on that? How you feel about talking to married women? And I don't even want to say married women, man. I feel like women in the relationship, period. And hold on. And let me say this before you start, because I just want to nip this in the bud. I don't want to hear no, well, it's complicated. If she in a complicated, nah, if it's complicated, it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to hear the word complicated even brought up. I want just straightforward, just is what it is. How you feel, you know?
To be honest with you, it's a forbidden sin. It's something you ain't supposed to do. And like you said, whatever comes to you, that's what's supposed to come to you. You deserve it.
Now, as you say that, do you feel that some women marry the wrong man and realize? Because I do believe sometimes women get married to the wrong person for the wrong reason. Some women are, and I don't even want to say women. This is just general. Men do it too. I feel like some people get married, but we talking about women, talking to women while they're in relationships or married. I feel like some women get married early. You know what I'm saying? Get married too early and they realize how much life they had to live and even what the world has to offer them. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like as a person grows, they learn more about themselves. But I feel like, too, a lot of times we get in relationships with people and we forget who we are because we've been trying to please this other person. We've been trying to be this because we love this person. We're trying to be this other person for the person that we love. So we tend to forget who we are. And then we got to learn who we are again. Now, going back to what I asked you, do you feel like some women or even men, some people get married for the wrong reasons or they marry the wrong people, you know? Like, what do you think about that?
I feel like people do marry people, you know, for the wrong reasons. And then, you know, when people marry young, you know, I feel like a lot of times their situations can work out if they didn't get married so young. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe they didn't know themselves. Or that person didn't know themselves. You know what I'm saying? You know? So, I don't know. It's a lot of different variables that can go into that situation. Like, what can and cannot make a marriage work? You know, I ain't never been married before.
And I was just about to ask you that. Like, what do you think? Like, why? Like, right now, where you at in your life, you're not married.
Right.
But, and I gotta ask this, like, two ways. Or, let me see. It's like, do you want to be married? Are you ready to be married? And do you think you capable of being married? Like, are you marriage material? All right,
like, am I ready to be married? Yeah, I'm ready to be married. You know, do I want to be married? Yeah. Now, do I think I'm marriage material? Like I said, it's always room for improvement. You know, like, that's a biased opinion. Because I can sit here and say, hell yeah, I'm marriage material. I'm most eligible bachelor, this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, maybe somebody who know me, maybe like a previous relationship, maybe like, nah, because he this, that, and the third.
But that's previous. That's not you. I'm saying right now, the person you are right now. So we can't, when I ask you, that I ain't asking like off of, because that makes sense, you know, because I got female friends and women, they tell me, they be like, D, you such a catch. I'm like, well, damn, why I ain't been caught yet, you know?
Right.
And
right.
And that's their opinion and their perception of me right now. But if you go ask this girl from like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, she might be like, man, he ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? They'll be like, hell no, he ain't gonna deserve that. So that's why I said, right now.
Yeah, like right now, I feel like, shit, yeah. You feel me? Because, like, you know, when it comes to marriage, you know, I'm exactly where I feel like we would want me to be. You know, like, I could buy a house right now. Mm-hmm. You know, to the point where, like, I could buy the house by myself before we get married. You know, I know a bunch of ways to where if we got married, and I know a bunch of programs where we can get a first home buyers, you know, with us being just married. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know tons of different things to do, you know, just like on different levels to build. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it sounds like you got the marital plan as far as what we need to build that material. Like, when I'm asking you, is like emotion, like your emotion, you as a person. Cause I'm gonna be a little devil's advocate right now. I ain't ask you, you know what I'm saying, if you could provide a house or we build, cause you talking about we could build to be a power couple. Like, I got these things that's gonna put us in position. But now I'm asking you emotionally, like, could you get married right now and be like, you know what, I'm locked in. This is just what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fully committed emotionally.
When I'm telling you, man, right now, if I was to get married, because for one, I'm not married nobody. I feel like I'm going to divorce or going to divorce me. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
You don't put yourself in that position. We long haul or we not?
Yeah, long haul or we not. We know this why you pop questions. You know, so with that being said, like, emotionally, I'm not going to even want to see that person hurt for me to choose me over that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, so basically, like, am I going to cheat? Nah. You know what I'm saying? Am I going to fall into that temptation? Nah, like. Because I got rules.
Rules as far as you yourself got rules or rules that you live by?
Nah, I got rules that I live by. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like a man would never find the girl with the best coochie. You know what I mean? He ain't never gonna find the finest girl in the world. You know what I'm saying? Because there's always gonna be somebody out there who say she got the best, you know, better than what he had last time. You know what I'm saying? He may fall into that temptation. So I feel like a man should find a woman who got some decent coochie. You know what I'm saying? And you feel me? Like, who look, you know, to where he feel like he can wake up to her every morning. You know what I'm saying? And like, he should settle down with that. You know, and I'm to the point where, like, I'm cool with that. You know, I always knew that. My old man told me that a long time ago. But, like, for a long time, I wasn't ready. And I knew I wasn't ready. You feel me? Like, but now I'm ready. I'm ready to have that one girl with that nice patch of hair. You feel me? That I can wake up to every morning. You know, like I said, I can build with. You feel me? And that's where it's at. That's how I
so
feel, right?
So what right now would attract you the most to a woman? Like, what is the most attractive thing a woman can have, do, or say that would have your attention every day for the rest of your life? That's crazy. Y'all can't see Brandon right now, but I can see him. He really went into thought real quick.
Yeah, like, I don't know, because, like,
cause I know it's not a patch of good hair.
Nah, definitely not. Definitely not. Nah, when I thought about that, when I envisioned that, you know, like, I saw a table. Because that's what females always want to say. What can you bring to the table? You feel me? So I saw a table and I seen me sitting there. I seen me bringing the whole table. I brought this whole table. You feel me? I brought everything that's at the table too.
But
And I seen her walking up to it, you know, and like you said, what can she tell me? You feel me? That
what can she tell you, do, or what about her is going to attract you?
Yeah, to, you know,
for the rest of your life with this person that you going to marry.
Like, I don't know. Like, you got, like, she could be like, I heard her say, I got me. You feel me? I got me. You feel me? Like, I got me. You feel me? Like, I don't care how fine a girl, how ugly a girl is. If she can just take care of her, like, whole, not even take care of herself. Because, like, if this is my wife, this is my girlfriend, ain't, like, any girl I ever dealt with, know, like, I got. You feel me? Like, but if she can come in into her life, I got some ambition. You feel me? Like, I got some shit going on myself. You feel me? Like, I'm already independent. You feel me? Like,
so anything. Ambition.
Extra. You feel me? Like I said, you feel me? Like, I envisioned it. Well, I was sitting at the table and I seen her walking. But I seen her dragging her own damn table too. And I seen her about to sit that bitch on my table. You feel me? Like, yeah. Like, I don't want to, like, I don't want a girl that, like...
So she can be ugly, very ugly, but as long as she got ambition?
Man, she can be not very ugly.
See, because I... But, yeah, because I'm just being real, man. I'm just being honest, man.
Nah, I'm being real, too. But nah, yeah, as long as she come with her... Not her own, but yeah, young as she come with some ambition, like I said.
So ambition. Yeah.
Yeah, man, listen. It's things and people that you can't put in them. You feel me? And I done dealt with situations like that. But like, it's two type of people. It's people who don't care if they win, and it's people who want to win.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather deal with somebody who want to win. Alright? Because I could, you feel me, whether I'm winning or not, you feel me, we can try to win together.
Yeah.
You're dealing with somebody who don't care if they win or not. Don't nobody want to play with them because they just jump a check. And I do not want to play with that person. You feel me? Those type of people don't never play in the playoffs. Those people don't never compete for championships. I'm trying to compete for a championship. I'm trying to compete where people compete at because I want to win because I'm a winner. And I want somebody to be there with me while I win. I want to win with that person. Feel me? Like, that's the type of wife I want. You feel me? Like, when they be like, oh, I don't want my wife standing behind me. I want her right beside me. If anything, I want her in front of me. You feel me? Because I got her back. Whatever. And I want her to have my front. You feel me? Like, with some queen king type shit.
I respect that. That make a lot of sense. That make a lot of sense. Because, yeah, man, I definitely feel you. You know, I like to ask people because, realistically, man, I feel like before you know a person, you physically attracted to them, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people say, well, I don't care how a person looks. It's all about how they treat me. And I feel like that's true to an extent, you know? But I definitely feel you as far as ambition, you know? Because I'll be the one, you know, I say this and I've said it and I still say it. You know, I always say, damn, you know, if I just had a woman in my life who sees everything I'm trying to do and she's going to help me elevate that. Because I listen to a lot of Jim Rohn, Les Brown, Earl Nightingale, you know, even Tony Robbins. I read a lot of self-help books and a lot of positive things. You know, The Power of Now, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Think and Grow Rich. You know, Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. Like, I read a lot of these things, you know, and a lot of these books always talk about a woman, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these men have that right woman in their life, you know what I'm saying? Jim Rohn says in one of his seminars, he says, you know, you ever notice when you bring a friend over and your wife just don't like them? You know what I'm saying? Your wife just, for some reason, she just doesn't like them. And then later in life, you find out, you know, he was a wolf.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, well, your wife always knew that. You know, she always knew that. So I definitely understand where you're coming from with that. You know what I'm saying? I definitely understand where you're coming from with that. So kind of segue a little bit before we get into a closing question or anything. Do you have any upcoming projects? Is anything you working on? Like what does Brandon have going on right now or in the near future that, you know, that you're looking forward to that excites you? You know what I mean? You got any music about to come out? Are you working with any new artists? Are you, working towards something right now?
To be honest with you, I do got some music coming up, be honest with you. It'll be out probably by July 4th.
See, I don't even get the exclusive. I got to ask people stuff on the podcast, what do you even tell me? And that's crazy. It's crazy that it's like that. It's crazy that it's like that.
And then, you know, but I do a lot of entrepreneur things, you know. So, like, to be honest with you, you know, I'm waiting on my ATM. You know, I feel like... that's just another stream of income, another avenue of revenue, passive income, you know, because if you can just have one ATM and make $350 off of it, you know, for the month, you know, in between $350 to $500, you know, you can take that and multiply that by like 10.
So you've already ordered the ATM?
No, I'm not. I haven't ordered the ATM. It's a back order on them. You can't order them right now.
Oh, but you're in the process of doing this.
Yeah, I'm on the waiting list.
And I'm talking this shit to you right now because this is a conversation we're supposed to, we done had, and we're supposed to go in on it a little bit. But you know what? I respect that, man. You can't wait on nobody, man. You really cannot. You can't wait on nobody, and I even say that about myself.
Nah, to be honest with you, I only got one.
Listen, do your thing. Whether you got one or you bought five, man, you cannot wait on nobody. You got to do you. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just what it is, man. And I'm proud to hear that. I respect that, and I'm glad you did that. You know, because even by you doing that, and my bad to get off of what you were saying, but by even you doing that, now it's like just what we was talking about earlier. You learn it. You gonna do it, you gonna learn. Now you know how to do it the second time. Now you gonna know how to do it the third time. So now it's just flowing. You know how to do it like that. So you got your ATM on back order.
Yeah, I got my ATM on back order, and that's really it. You know, I got a lot of endeavors that I want to get into, but I feel like, you know, the ATM will be something that can pay for other endeavors. And you know, for itself, you know, it can pay for itself, and then it can pay for another one, and then those can pay for other ones, and then those can pay for other endeavors. While the other ones that I was paying for those pay for other ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you learn how to make money, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing to it but to get to it.
Respect. Understood. Now, I have a golden question. And I'm going to ask this question to anybody and everybody who comes on to this, to the D Abundance podcast, you know. And I don't tell nobody before I ask them what I'm going to ask them. Because I just want it, you know, right there. And this is for me, you know, because like I said, I'm gonna have to get into that on my own. I'll probably have to do another kind of explain what I do and what I'm into as far as like community work and just a little background on myself.
But you know, the Abundance t-shirts you be doing, man. You gotta tell them about.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell them about the t-shirts, the feed. You know, I'm gonna do that. That's gonna be another one. You know.
How great of a speaker you are, man. You gotta tell them about everything. Mm-hmm. How much knowledge you got. You gotta tell them everything.
No, I appreciate that.
You gotta tell them how great of a person
I will. Humbly. Humbly. But so the question I have for you, right? If you could change one thing in the world, one thing. If you could change one thing in the world, what would it be?
Nah, before I say this word, I'm about to because I never like to say things I don't know the meaning of. But I'm sure this is what it means. Yep. It's empathy. The ability to understand and share the feelings of another. I wish everybody in the world had empathy. I wish I could tell you that I'm mad at you. And then you could tell me that you mad at me. And then we could sit down and be like, why are we mad at each other? Where does it stem from? Why you feel that way? Why I feel this way? And not say per se move on to it, because as men, sometimes men have to fight about it. Everybody fight about it. Nature fight about it. You know, animals fight. You know what I'm saying? But like, I wish everybody could talk to everybody and just have be like, damn, bro. I wish everybody could look on both sides of the fence. That's basically what it means. I wish everybody could look on both sides of the fence. I wish everybody to look on both sides of the fence. That's basically it.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. I feel like that's kind of what we were talking about earlier. It's like being able to explain yourself, come to the to be conscious about yourself. Like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have been so mad about this. Let me explain that to him. But then also the person sometimes not changing and triggering things. I definitely get that because I feel like a lot of people aren't like that. You know, like me, I tell anybody, if you can't call me and tell me what I did wrong to you, then I don't feel like we got a good relationship. If you can't call me and correct me, then we not friends. You don't care about me. If you can't call and correct me, you don't care about me. Because me, I feel like I'm very open, you know, and I definitely try to understand where I'm wrong and see where someone's coming from. So I definitely respect that answer. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you on the D Abundance podcast tonight. You know what I mean? Like I said, y'all can't see Brandon right now, man. Gold chain sipping on the Don Julio. Y'all can't see him, man. But definitely gonna have more of him on this show as we keep going, as we keep growing. Cause like I said, not only is this just my cousin, but this is like my big brother. This is like I would consider him one of my best friends. We talk on the weekly. We have a very, you know, extensive amount of things that we talk about. You know, we talk about a lot of different things, you know what I mean, throughout the weeks. And, you know, from everything from our kids to relationships, like I said, entrepreneurship, and just back and forth stuff like that, you know what I mean? So we definitely gonna have more of these conversations on this podcast, and I appreciate him being on here tonight. You know what I mean? Straight raw, you know. No cut, no edit. You know what I mean? So yeah, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you being on here.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, I look forward to having you back on here soon, man. That's it. Any words, any quotes you want to leave me with before we sign off?
Hell no.
All right, man. Like I tell anybody, live life in abundance. Be man. Thankful. Be grateful. You know, appreciate what you have. Appreciate the people in your life. Whether they're in your life for 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 weeks, 5 years. Everybody plays a purpose in your life.
My cousin, bro, you told him everything I would have told him.
And that's it, man. So that's it. Signing out. Again, appreciate you, Brandon, for being on tonight. And that's it. I appreciate everyone checking out the D Abundance Podcast.